dieses Stark. Was ist Stark und was ist Stark hier? Ist Stark hier in den Effekt gehen, let's say, Stammfehler, Stammator. Stammator. So, how does one acquire title, how does the Kabul Matone acquire title in real estate? Hier ist Stark. So, the Stark is not only an evidential note, it's also evidence. It affects the change of title. How does title change from the Nase, from the Nase to the Mikabel, to the Mikabel, to the Star? So Karke is nicknamed Mikese, Star, and Chazoke. So just as one can acquire title for Chazoke and for Kese, so one can acquire title for Star. So the Star is the Star here. Or let's say, there is the Star here. How does the woman become in Moshe? How does her status change? Shalabin is a sheesh to include through the girls. Start pushing, is he start here? How does she become married? Through the star. Star Shiho. How does the Eved become in Belchere? Through the star. So it affects the change of status, the change of title. So it's start here. But Star Avoy, if Shimon borrows $1,000 from Ruben, he has to pay back. Only because there is Star Avoy, and suppose there is no Baal Peh, he doesn't have to pay back. He has to pay back either
a Baal Peh.
Even a Baal Peh has to pay back. So mainly, it's not for the Star that the application to pay takes effect. Star or no Star, you borrow money, you have to pay it. You see. Star Matone, so without the Star, you don't get hype unless there's an allergy. But suppose there is no allergy. Stammechira depends. Sometimes it's only Shtarai, the Stammechira. If the kingdom is for Keset, if the kingdom is for Chazoke, so then the Shtar is Shtarai. But suppose there is no kingdom for Chazoke, there is no Keset. So then the kingdom can be for the Shtar, so it's Shtar kingdom. Halboye is always Shtarai. Because Shtar no Shtar. You borrow money, you have to pay back. To make a difference whether the leader executed the Shtar or didn't execute the Shtar. So Mele in the Reise, so true, the Rambam is also made it to the Rambam, no Shem. Then there's a cause of a people of Sobo doesn't apply to a good Shem Shtar. But the question is, what is Shtar? So according to the Rambam, Shtar is Nasib to have Israel. Even if it's a Shtarai, it's Nasib to have Shtar. According to the Rambam, on the Reise level, Shtar is only in the text of Yom. So that Shtar Avoya is only in the text of Yom, it's only in the Reise level. There is no Allah for the Shtores. Only the Rabbonim there is Allah for the Shtores. But the Reise level is no Allah for the Shtores. So that's why he says, Shtar Reise and Rabbonim the Shtar Kinyan is of course with the Reise. Now, where is this? There's a Kosul.
By what? By
one second, please.
Are you asking?
Please.
Bahar.
That's in Yomiyeh, Pirei Gondei, Saum, Vekness, Asodavis, Hananu, Mendei, Ashabakosis. Vashkol is a kesef, shivosh kolom naso akoset, vayachdu basifa, vayachdu boi, deidi vashkol akes muznaim, vayaka akasifa, ad mikno, es achosu mat mitzvo, vahachukim vesalboru, vayeti vesasifa, ad mikno, bo, benadir, vimachzi, olu, mechana, vodeni, ulein reidi makis, nisif, ad mikno, ulein nikoai, ulein mayish, vachatzal mato. So, vachabez bo, vimeir, ulein mekir, mahashem, tzvo, kitzoy, kibisroel, lokeach, es asforim, ואילו ספרת מקנו לזה, ואיזה חוסר מספר ספרת בו לזה, ונסעתו בכלי חורס, ולמד ים ביום רבים. So, יבק זה עושה כוס חופשורס, אינו ברשוי לחד יש דובו. So, many times, אינו רסס, ואינו ברשוי לחד יש דובו, פוסק זה בתרסני שלא למדנו, אלא מפי דחסקו ובוטו למדנו, ولی اینا به قشن خمزه آبا را اویون خسک میواله باز این خسک با اسفقه ها سو دواخه را اشتاق است اشتاق رای اشتاق کنه سو اتمنشی میدید می اشتاقیر است این خسناس آسید قصد قصد آسید کریتوس این اشتاق دوشیم سو دهکش اشتاق 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 But Storai is not mentioned in the Torah's history. It's mentioned explicitly in this Yom-Yom. But in other Hashem, Chavizonos, it's a lot of mention in Sinai. So Storai is a special disciple. So according to the Ramban, so the Pshat of Shtar is not the Pshat of Shtar, the Raise. According to the Ramban, the definition of Shtar, the Raise, here is Shtar Kinyan. But Storai is not the Shtar, the Raise, only the Rabbonon. So, why is it effective to the Rabbonon? So it's effective to the Rabbonon. But in the Reis it's not effective because of the Pien, the Lord, the Big Sovo. Some of the Pshat in Rashi, what's the Pshat in Rashi? Shmuel Itayim, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Rabbeya, Shtachi Shiva Chayis Chosin, in Geloi Nishav, Loi Nechare. So, Loim Necharein. So, Rashi says there, on the base, in Gila Loim Chosin, Shibon Loim Necharein, in Ali the Meide, Bishtore, Loishin Nechosin, Lap Shtore, Vahabe Kinu, Vahal Peh, Vishin Nechosin. So, there's a point in the Betzes, says the Pshat is as follows. Why is it the Shtar, Shein Beachais Nechosin, Apil Necharein, Gila, because actually there is a locher from Pien Boloim Pixavon, from Pien Boloim Pixavon. But Shtore is in the special Zasakosu, what is Shtar if it affects the Kinyan? So, of course, a Shtar, Kinyan like Yevesh, like Dushin, like Shtar Shichu, like Shtar Maton, Shtar Mechire, where the Kinyan is in the Mechire, so then it affects the Kinyan. It affects the Kinyan. So, it has a Chalishim Shtar, the Raise, but Shtar Alboye, so it doesn't, the chiyuv that pay back is not affected to the shtar, that's to the alvoye. But if the shtar alvoye spells out shivit nechosin, so then without the shtar he cannot be gave from the kuches, and through the shtar he can be gave from the kuches, so then the shtar alvoye is the shtar kinyan. Once it affects the kinyan, it imposes the shivit. Some militants are halishim shtar, some militants are cause of pin with the psovon doesn't apply. But if the shivit nechosin is not spelled out, and Rameya holds a chayis lafto is in, some militants cannot be gained from the chosin shivon. So even if he could be gained, from what could he be gained? From the chosin echere? Chosin echere without the shtar he could be gained. So it's only shtaraye, it doesn't have a halishim shtar on the rise. Even though it's nothing that's a mishay. So the psul of the pin will be sort of applies. Even on the rabbono level, according to Rabbeya, some maybe cannot be gave even from Chosin Mechirin. This is what Rashi means. In Hebrew, in Chosin Shibon, in Mechirin, in the way of 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 Mechirin, in Chosin, Lav Shtoru, Vahavu, Kinyu, Vahal Peh, but no Vahal Peh is given to Chosin Mechirin, because there is a good Vahal Peh, but Mechirin or Lainin. Because if he doesn't have a Chalishim Shtar, so it's Pixobo, so it's no other saying that is admissible. Some emulates without him also, no idea, no aiding, nothing. How can he gain from Chosin Echel? But the opponents say, true, that it's not a Shtar Kinyan, but Shtaraya also has a Chalishim Shtar, but Chaveya holds no. Shtarai doesn't have a Chalishim Shtar. Only Shtar Kinyan has a Chalishim Shtar. Called Rabbonon, even Shtarai has a Chalishim Shtar. So that's the Pshat in Rashi. The Vitra said that.
Shir Mem Beis and Bob Matzia by the Rosh Hashiva Ches Adar Heitav Shir Mem Zayin, March 9th, 1987, on Monday.
You
give
Yudbeis Eizemnes.
Tois Mishra.
Lechel Meicha Shemesh Melzah Shemesh. Meishav Vagayonis. And because the Kedem of Melzah Asimah Shemesh Yudbeis. Yitzur. So Tais is a Lekash. Tais is a Lekash. But why is it? The Tais is a Lekash. But the more it says in Subes, Shal Vagayonis, Vagayonis, that's Kiyum HaShtar, Hempik. If the Shtar has a Yid, so then he has to authenticate it, in kind. What do you mean in kind? That means the two Aiden testifying based on
that
the reporting signatories
are
the true signature of the reporting signatories. In other words, if Yisib Nishinen is a signatory on the Shtar, so to testify, this is the genuine signature of this mission. It's actually, in modern English, it would mean notarized, to have it notarized. Both the notary public, what does the notary public do? He authenticates that this is the signature of the purporting signatory. So that's key. In other words, so a starting is kind. In three ways. Either the reporting signatories themselves come to Beis Din and they testify. This is our
signature.
Yeah. The other way of authenticating being kind of Shtar is by other aiding coming to Beis Din who are familiar with the signatures of the purporting signatories. And they say, we recognize that their signature. We know that first
they see the sign. They see the sign.
The third way is if Beis Din themselves are familiar with the signature of the purporting signatory. And they recognize that this is the genuine
and
signature.
And they put a
seal on it. So in these three ways, the Shtar can be designed. So that's when the Shtar is designed. So the Beis Din writes a hempik, there's an effect for the statement. In other words, that these two aiding came to birth and they are familiar with the signatures of the purporting signatories and they testify to birth that they recognize is a genuine signature and we just confirm it that they testify that this is the genuine signature of the purported signature. So the question is, can Beis Din write the text of the Hempek before they testify? And then when they testify, so then they sign the Hempek. So the Gemara says no. If they write the text of the Hempek before they testify, then it smells a kishik. It smells like a shit.
Well, why would they do that anyway? What's the habit in it? What's the habit in it to assume that Beis Din would write that?
To make it easier. To make it easier. To have the text already. To have the text already. So, the Gemara says no, that you can't do it because it smells like a shit. So the question is, why this case which not only are officially not only made, should also be yourself? Because of smells like a shit.
Because he didn't buy him the money. He didn't loan him the money. So
lechel meichas b'me'al d'nishitche moed ashar t'ilayane. So the yid kosti kidim b'me'al z'chsimas l'isadi tzulo. So he had to do it. Before the labor, before the malve lends the money to the labor, how should they write the text? We saw that he lent him the money, so it's now the issue. So the Paris here is different. The Hoche, Kim Shu, Kinsi, Kribose, Luishayach, Mel, the Kishik. In other words, that here seems to the detriment of the Rebbe. The Shtar is to the detriment of the Rebbe. So Mimele is not Chaya, Melzah Kishik. In other words, because of this, So I want to mention, you know, because you're here, you'll see that when at the wedding, when you have the 2 hours of sube, you find Sakwaponi, there will be makpid, that komine should not be filled out until the Kabbalah skin is expressed. Why? Because it smells a kishikha. But the truth is, it's nothing wrong in filling out the komine, even before the Kabbalah skin. Because the Melzik Shikre is not Shayach to be Cheshish when the Shtar is the Chavoset. Although here the whole Ksuke is the Chavoset of the Chosset. He is like the Levi, he is the Mishayet. So the Mele who can fill out the Komine even before the Chavoset.
Kinyoni?
Konino.
Kanina means the Kisuba?
And the Kabuki. Kanina means the Kabuki. Alright,
Kanina.
A Bayo Maria the Kisuma Dokme. He can't coach the Rashi. The Rishi is a Kisuma Shashama. He can't be a Hobinis no Rishashama with Lochim. So a Hobinis is Rishashama with Lochim. And for a big more than in Afghanina, Rishton Heba Midoni. Upir Sharashi. שאם לא יקום יהיה מתחילה שנס המלך אלו כל מלך so what's not convenient that בייחוד וניסון יש השון ללוח what's not convenient so the Gemara says not convenient נשתור חי במידון כל הלוח היא נשתור חי במידון פסולים מוחורים כשאירים וכיר שראה שאם לא יקום יהיה מתחילה שנס המלך אלו כל מלך מפי מה שאין מי נדמרת, החכמים לא מסתכלים וביחד בניסים עם רשע שונו תודה, today is, you know, so the universe is not today it's been for hundreds and hundreds of years probably 700 years at least so the universal practice the whole truth is his one she doesn't smile the whole world money, you know, without any exception, is when you write a shtar, whether it's a get or a tzube or any shtar, so we write this man the Bria Seyon, but this man Chazal, it wasn't a universal practice to use this man of the Bria Seyon. Kishemi mentioned me and Ashtoris. What was me and Ashtoris? Me and Ashtoris means That's the time when Alexander moved. Alexander the Great became the ruler, the king of Greece. So that was the base year, in other words, the base year. So that was before the Homa Bailis, I mean about 250 years before the Homa Bailis. So even this Mara Ramba saw many Jews are already named to write the Bria Seyon. But still, many Jews wrote Minyan Ashtoris. But for the last 700 years, it has been the universal practice to write the Bria Seyon, the Bible itself. But what we did the Gemara, there is no
what did Alexander the Great get had to do with it?
Because he was a great ruler and
he gave rights
to the Jewish people, so melee, the Jews instituted, I mean, that to come to his reign, all right?
Which was Nisim.
But then, but there was no requirement that you have to write stories. The mean a story for Alexander the Great. But what was the requirement? Let's say, is man. So, what's man? So, the prevailing custom was to write to this man of a certain melech. So every melech, even in Vaishen, so let's say when Hudes became the Melech of the Jews, so the Shtores were written first year from Malchus Shtores, the second year of Malchus Shtores, and the Jews were living in Chutzlaretz, so they also used the Shtores in Yiddin. So the first year of King So-and-so, the second year of King So-and-so, and I was mentioned in Ezra, I mean the fifth year in this Malach HaShemesh, I mean, that was used in Shtores. So even when Zman had to be mentioned, but in Get, in the Rabbah, a Get must have been marked, so what Zman had to be mentioned. So today, of course, it's mentioned as Zman with the Zeloh, and that has been for 700 years, but in Din HaTorah and even in Takonis Chazal, there is no requirement that to the Zman of the Korea Zeloh, any Zman. So it can be the Nian Shtores, and it could be the Nian Malchus of that particular, Malchus. So, let's say, in Barisheini, so what man would use? The Malchus that existed, let's say, Hordes or Agrippes or whatever it was, or Shimon King, or whatever was the Malchus. And the Chutzlaretz, so the Malchus that existed in a particular country. Some may read. So how did they write? So the Mishnah says, "Be'achod b'nissen reishashonu v'morim." Instead of "v'morim malchim Yisrael," "v'morim malchim Yisrael." So for v'morim, nafkinim lishtorchei b'midomim so yitzul v'uchorim yitzkeru u'pirsha rashi shi'im lo yikov so what nafkinim. שאם לא יקוב יהיה אם יתחיל השנסה מלך, אלו כל מלך לפי מה שאין מהם. So, תחכום עם לא מסעקים, that our beneath you is a shalom in Lachim. So he supposed a certain king, let's say Adonias, he was the king of Rome in the time of Amin HaKadosh. He was a good king, all right. Don't make any difference, good king or not good king. So, you believe in Rome. So when they wrote the Shtar, and if, let's say, Antoninus was appointed king, let's say, in a certain year, and Choptesod, so Mele, once it was out of the Nissan, so it was considered in the second year of Antoninus, because Behod and Nissan from the Lochit, that was the significance of this Taconic. That our Nissan should be Reish HaShem. Should be Reish HaShem Lord. So, but if there wouldn't be such a Takone Yachod Nissan Reish HaShem Lord, so then we'd have to figure out every time when a new king becomes king, when he becomes king, and let's say, suppose Antoninus. There is no Takone or Bechad Nissan is Reish HaShem Lord. But suppose Antoninus becomes king and Choptesod of a certain year. Choptesod
one day before.
What's the cause of it? So then, when would the second year of Antoninus start? The Choptesod of the following year.
Right.
But any star that would be written on our Nissan and Amir, and Sidon, and Tammuz, Elul, Tishrei, Mahesh, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, Odeh, until Chofres, Odeh, the following year inclusive, would still be mentioned in your first year of Antoninus. But Choftes Odeh, of the following year, would already be mentioned as the second year. Now that the Chachamim of Misakim, Be'achod B'nissen, is Reish HaChidesh L'Mochim, so maybe if Antoninus was appointed king of Rome, and Choftes Odeh, so any star that is written, and Choftes Odeh, the same day that he was appointed,
that's the first year.
Instead, will be mentioned in the first year of the Malchus Antoninus. But any star that would be written on our Nissan would already be mentioned in the second year. Nissan, our Nissan, Shomashir, London. Yes.
Why would a Chum Chum in Misaki?
You can't expect every person to remember everything.
When the milk is crowned, you don't know, you forget when the milk is.
Even if you remember, still there'll be mistakes. You may call him Sheila Hafkin today in Kosav Baby Kislev Vishnat Gimur Nach. Suppose it is written in the Shtar, Bikislev Vishnat Gimur Melech underneath. Vishnat Gimur Melech. That's written in the star. In other words, Kislev, the third year of the month. Then they didn't come and say, the purporting signatories themselves say, so we didn't see that the Alvoye took place that day. And Omar Alevalonu, the lady told us, Chismu, you signed the star. And that was a chizmu keisa sheshaminu keis mishtar leleve aval pishe imao vini. Avo, when was alvoye, avo vayinu she yugo oiso milbe bitavus bishnazimu nara. But we saw that imao vini gave the boy without the zut alvoye to the leleve. Bitavus, the third year of Malchus Antonin. Bishnazimu nara. So the question is, so there is a certain discrepancy, because according to the Shtar, the Alvoye took place, in Kislev, the third year of Antonius. And actually they remember that the Alvoye took place in Tammuz. So the question is the Shtar kosher or Shtar post? If it's a Mugdev, so then it's post. If it's a Mugher, the Mugher means predated. And Mukhan means post-dated, you know, sometimes you make out a check. So sometimes you predate it, sometimes you post-dated. So post-dated is Mukhan, it's kosher. If it's predated, it's moved, then it's kosher. Here there is a discrepancy between the date this man mentioned in the Shtar, that's Kislev, the third year of the Malchus, and Tammuz, when our way to place, the third year. So the question is it Kislev, relative to Tammuz, is Mugdev or Mugdev? So that depends. When was Antoninus appointed king? Whether he was appointed between Kislev and Tammuz or between Tammuz and Kislev? Alright. Again, because I've been Kislev, I should ask him another. Uboe, Ibram, Krishna, Chosam, Ubeil, Uboe, Mugdev, Uboe. Now, I have to see why it's necessary to change the text. Whether the appointment of the king was between Tammuz and Kislev, let's say, Nov, Nel, Tishrei, Maheshrei. So, if it is being Tammuz, if Antoninus was appointed king, let's say, Nel, being Tammuz, so Mele, the first year of Antoninus started now.
Right.
Vahavale Kislev Trilo. So then Kislev comes in his Malchus. So Kislev comes before Tammuz. Vahavale Kislev Trilo. So since Kislev comes before Tammuz, So, and actually the Alvei took place in the Tammuz of the third year, but the Shtar says the Alvei took place
in Kislev
the first year, so it's predated, so it's moved there. So it's possible. But maybe Antoninus was inaugurated. Not between Tammuz and Kislev Shlacho, but between Kislev and Tammuz Shlacho. The Marshal changes. I don't know why it's important. It means the same thing. It's not necessary to make this connection. Only be Kislev, but maybe Antoninus was inaugurated between Kislev and Tammuz, not between Tammuz and Kislev. Let's say maybe Antoninus was inaugurated in Shvat. In Shvat, in Kislev and Tammuz Shlacho. Some melee.
Thomas
comes before Kislev. Some melee is Yulcha. Because Dalvay took place
in Thomas
in the third year. And when the Shtar says in Kislev the third year. So Kislev comes after Thomas.
It's Yulcha.
It's Yulcha, so it's kosher. So, Baba is the Kimu Impossible, you can say Tammuz Shlacho, Baba is Mucha because so we don't know. So in the Chachom had been Yisakim, so maybe we wouldn't know. Behashte Shkobo in Yisun Rosh Hashono, Hava li Tammuz Tchilo, Ushtar mi Mucheu, because so in other words, but so now that we know that the Rosh Hashanah is that Nisim Lechon Nisim is Rosh Hashanah in Lochim. Some mele means that once suppose he was inaugurated in Shvat, but the moment the Chotes Odeh has expired. So the second year of Antoninus started. Here the Alvei took place in the third year. So when did the third year of Antoninus start? Alvei Nisim. And here it says that it took place
in Kislev.
And when did the Alvei take place?
In Tammuz.
And Tammuz
comes before Kislev.
Here it's
a predated. It's Mashiach is
a repost. So it's in Urcha, it's postdated, so it's kosher.
No.
One sec, please.
No, it's moving. It's moving.
Hashe. So no, Hashe Shikov, please. Hashe Shikov, ladies and Washington, Havali, Tammuz, Trilo, Ushtami Urcha, the kosher. The Hashe. La baye kai gabne. This is how Rashi explains. Hashde la baye kai gabne la mukdum. They do birsum of zochele. So in other words, but also it's yucha because of the takone there of the nisim which are shown on the loch. But suppose there wouldn't be any deathly day when it's shown on the loch. So every time the king is inaugurated, we'd have to count the full year to complete year. Now that there is a definite day for Rosh Hashanah, so even if he's inaugurated Choptes or there, so Baal of Nisim starts already the second year. But if there hadn't been any definite day of Rosh Hashanah in Lohim, so then every time a king is inaugurated, we have to count a whole year. And then if he's inaugurated Choptes or there, so then, his first year will end Chof Chesoder in the following year. Chof Chesoder in the following year. So we wouldn't know whether it's Mucher or it's Mugden. But now that we know, so the Kashub I think we see is if there hadn't been,
we know.
Please, let me finish it, please. But even if there hadn't been a definite day of Rosh Hashanah in Lohan, probably done by it. They did a good job. So maybe what difference does it make? So the genius is retroactive as of the day when they signed it. So through the Halbwaye, was in Tammuz. What did it make the Halbwaye in Tammuz? But the Chassidim saying was Kislev, so the Kinyan starts as of Kislev. Whether Tammuz is after Kislev or Kislev is after Tammuz, what difference does it make? The Kinyan starts. The Kinyan starts as of the day when it was signed, regardless when the boy was born. So Mele, why should it be moved then? It doesn't make any difference, according to Rashi. According to Abai. When this case is down late after Shimaldi, he may only when it's start late. And start late, so he stipulates that the Kinyan should start as of now, whether there'll be Alboy and be no Alboy. And some later, if Alboy takes place 6 months later, so what significance is it? The shit starts as of the day when it's signed. So the boy could say, the whole thing is because people not know when the king was inaugurated. So they should say the Nakimini is not to know as of what day you can be gated from the host. You must break Koshiyas, Achim Kine, the year before it, not the way Rashi explained the first time. Not as Rashi explained it, because sometimes you won't know when the king was numbered. No, even when you know. Let's say you know that the king was numbered with Choptes Biodah.
Yes.
Kishiyahia Choptes Biodah Bishom Meshalacho. For me, because one day
he'll make mistakes.
It's very likely.
The sovereign. The next day.
In other words, he'll make a mistake in one day, that's very likely. So in other words, see, the king was inaugurated from power of the sovereign. So the same fair will buy the star.
Echo Benisma.
So he'll think that the king was inaugurated
the first
time. Be'al v'nis. Shagia chotez v'odeh v'shon v'sho'acho pomin yite asimcha v'imechot v'yiz v'shon v'amalach ishtakit v'achon v'nis. Now, and if there hadn't been this thing that is considered as the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so then every time the king is inaugurated, they would have to wait a whole year, in order to start counting the second. If there is a definite day of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so they don't have to wait a whole year. So if the king is not very Koftes Nisan, so the moment Koftes and Aros, Koftes Oda, so the moment Koftes Oda expired, the sunset. So the moment the son of Koftes Oda sets, so then it's already considered the second year of the Malchus. But if there hadn't been any specific day of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so then we'd have to count a whole year. In other words, from Chavtes or there till
Chavtes.
The sunset of Chavtes or there the following year. Now, if we make a mistake, and he'll think this Kriya will make a mistake one time, and he'll think that the Melach was inaugurated, not Chavtes or there, but the last Echad Nisim, and suppose he has to write the Shtar in the following Chavtes or there, since he's labeling under the arrow that the king was not doing the power of the sin, so this man that will mention of this order will be Shana Rishena of the Melach.
It'll be wrong.
And it'll Shana Rishena actually.